PBS Kids opens worlds of possibilities for all children, thanks to PBS stations and viewers like you.
We need the living dictionary. Her superior intellect keeps the crime world in check. Oh, girl! Huggy faces by her side. Vocabulary a mile wide. She'll make sure that crime will pay. Then throw some mighty words your way. Word up, it's Word Girl. Word up! From the planet lexicon.
Listen for the words balmy and frigid. Brr, it's a frigid day because a blizzard has rolled into town. But the Botsfords don't care because...
We're going on vacation!
Meanwhile, in Mr. Big's limo...
We're going on vacation!
We are?
Well, it's a working vacation.
Oh.
Meanwhile, at the Botsford house...
First we'll go bird watching, then we'll attend a poolside lecture on ferns, and I got us tickets to a PowerPoint presentation on the jet stream.
Meanwhile, in Mr. Big's limo...
Yes, we will be committing the perfect mind control crime.
Meanwhile, at the Botsford house...
I'm gonna learn to surf. I hear there's a big pool with a water slide.
That's where I'll be very busy reading my book.
Meanwhile, in Mr. Big's limo...
Another mind control crime? Why go on vacation to do that?
Because every time I do my mind control here, Word Girl stops me. But this working vacation allows us to get out of here and do some mind control in a completely different city. Somewhere balmy. Look, they are mind control sandals.
Meanwhile, at the Botsmo, I mean in the Limbot... Oh. Can we just do a split screen? I'm getting tired. Thanks.
This just in. Because of the frigid weather and snow, all flights out of town have been canceled. Bummer.
Canceled?
Oh!
Now what? I've got boxes of these sandals.
That's too bad. But we can still have fun.
We are going on vacation.
We are staying on vacation.
Oh!
Staying on vacation?
Yes! We're improvising. Like I always say, you can plan your plans, but you can't let your plans plan you.
Huh? What does that even mean?
What?
I don't get it.
Yeah, do you feel all right?
What I mean is we're going to have our tropical vacation right here at home. A staycation, because we're staying home. After all, the most important thing about a family vacation is spending time together. Won't it be fun?
I don't know. I don't know.
You see, this is just as cramped and uncomfortable as a real hotel room.
Oh, I see!
Can I go put on my bathing suit?
That's a good idea. I can finally wear that adorable cover-up and straw hat that I bought for the balmy weather.
Really? So now we're all pretending to be on vacation? I have to go.
Go where? We're on our staycation.
I, signed up for shuffleboard. And I'm late. Oh, brother.
Aha! That's the spirit, Becky.
Word up! What are you up to, Mr. Big?
I'm not up to anything, Word Girl. My limo is stuck in the snow.
So wait, you actually need my help?
Yes, isn't that what superheroes like you do?
Oh... If this storm hadn't ruined my vacation plans, I'd be swimming at a balmy resort right now. Some vacation.
Hi, I'm Dad, and welcome to the balmy Casa Botsford Resort.
Oh, 4 stars.
I don't know, Dad. This doesn't seem fun.
Sure it does. May I escort you to the beach?
Ah!
Mm.
actually starting to feel kind of fun.
And relaxing.
Now, how about we end this perfectly balmy staycation day by, oh, I don't know, watching the tropical sunset? Ha ha ha, Super Dad! Now then, let me just set this thing up.
This is Loretta Sanchez-Johnson reporting live from the deserted and frigid airport. Yes,
anyone want sandals? Get your sandals, no mind control in them, I swear. Hey, what do you think? Come on, put them on.
It's too frigid for sandals, and besides, those kind always feel like they're digging into this reporter's toes.
There we go. Relaxing.
Guys, I just remembered, Bob and I signed up for a hot rock massage, so we'll be back in a bit. Word up!
Hey, free sandals! Hey, get your free sandals!
Not so fast, Mr. Big!
Word girl, how nice to see you! Free sandals?
Sandals? What are you up to?
Look, this would all make a lot more sense if my airplane flight hadn't got canceled, word girl. I had a plan.
Okay, but that doesn't explain what you're doing.
Oh, don't worry. These are not mind control sandals.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Now, before you try to stop me, you should know that there's a truck about to drive by, and if you don't move, it will cover you in slush.
Yeah, right. You think I'd fall for that? Aw, oh, man, now my socks are all wet. Gotcha, Mr. Big! Huh? Hey! All right, you asked for it! Ha! Oh! Yeah! Get him, Huggy!
How are you so cheerful, Word Girl? You were in such a bad mood earlier. I mean, we both had plans to go on balmy vacations, and they were ruined.
Well, I just changed my attitude. Like Dad said, you can plan your plans, but you can't let your plans plan you.
Huh?
It just means you don't have to let something like a little frigid weather ruin your plans.
Oh, now I get it, I think. Well, actually, I'm not altogether sure what the word frigid means.
Oh, frigid means very cold in temperature.
Oh, yeah, well, that makes sense, because this freezing cold frigid temperature did ruin my evil plan.
Yep, and now so will I. So much for your mind control sandals. Now you're coming with me, Mr. Huh? Ow.
Mr. Big has escaped. But without his suitcase of mind control sandals, there's not much he can do.
Well, that's what you think. But I only need one pair of sandals to pull off a mind control crime.
I regret to inform you, no one is going to wear them in this frigid weather.
Did you not just hear what Word Girl said? Her plans got messed up, but somehow this dad fella inspired her with his amazing planning superpowers. We can do it too!
So what do we do next, sir?
If you had one mind control device and they were sandals and it was frigid outside, who would you put them on?
Ooh, these are nice. I've been looking for something with an open toe. What do you want me to do?
Good question. Sir, what do you want him to do?
Well, I don't know, but that's why I picked Two Brains. He's one of those creative types. Let's see what he comes up with. I mean, worst case scenario, we just get a ray.
It's a ray. So what does it do?
I don't know. I didn't give him specific instructions. I know. This new plan is kind of hinky.
I guess that's sunset, kids. But hey, on our staycation, even when the sun goes down, it's still balmy out!
Everybody keeps saying that word. Balmy? What does balmy mean?
Balmy means pleasantly warm. See, our vacation was supposed to be at a nice, warm, or balmy beach. Our staycation is at home, but Dad turned up the heat to make it feel like a warm, balmy beach.
This just in. There's some kind of creepy ray being pointed at the city.
And in continuing news, it's still frigid out here, Jerry!
Bob and I are off to the sauna. It's in the garage. Stop whatever you're doing right now, Mr. Big! And Dr. Two Brains... Wait, what are you guys? guys doing?
I don't know. I'm not great at improvising. I'm more of a planner. And my plans went kablooey.
Well, what's the ray even do?
Turn stuff to goop? I don't know. I actually don't care. But on the off chance that it does something amazing, I'd like to take the credit.
What am I doing? Oh, it's frigid out here.
You were making a ray. Maybe a goop ray, I think. You know, if you ask me, the whole thing was really just thrown together. Bon voyage, Mr. Big. Send us a postcard from jail.
This is Captain Dad speaking. We've almost reached our cruising altitude of 0 feet. Please remain in your seats until we've turned off the fasten seatbelt sign. And other things captains say.
Well, that may have been the best vacation ever.
On our left side is my daughter Becky walking on the wings of the aircraft. On the right side of the plane, we're so high up, those people down there look like ants.
Whoa!
As a matter of fact, those might actually be ants. Honey, we have ants.
Fasten your seatbelts and put your chairs in the upright position. And tune in next time, especially if it's too frigid to go anywhere. Or even if it's balmy. Stay home instead and watch the next episode of Word Girl.
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Beau Handsome, and this is...
May I Have a Word?
As usual, the player who correctly defines today's featured word will win a fabulous prize. Let's play!
May I have a word?
Yes, you may. Today's featured word is consume. To give you a clue, here are some clips from Word Girl that show the meaning of the word. Emily, go ahead.
Consume means to eat or drink up. In all those clips, people were consuming or preparing to consume different kinds of food.
That's correct. Congratulations. You are today's winner. Huggy, show her what she's... Phil, you okay there?
Yeah, I'm just really hungry. And seeing all that food is making my stomach grumble.
Sorry to hear that. Anyway, Huggy, show Emily what she's won. A lifetime supply of animal crackers for you and everyone in this room.
Ooh, can I have one?
Sure, after the bonus round. Okay, that's it for today's episode. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word?
Word Girl!
Listen for the words horse and modify.
Another crime-filled day in the city as Dr. Two Brains attempts to rob the grocery store.
Why, hello there. How can I help you today?
You can help by watching as I turn everything in here into cheese. Ha ha!
What?
I'm going to turn everything.
What's that?
I'm going
Speak
to...
Speak up, son. Let the whole world hear.
Sorry, the boss lost his voice. He was singing last night and filling karaoke, and he kind of overdid it.
From the planet Lexicon, watch out, villains, here she comes!
Now I can't talk. My voice is hoarse.
If your voice is a horse, you'll have to leave. Horses aren't allowed in the grocery store. City health code.
My voice isn't a horse. I'm here to...
What?
I need a new plan.
Meanwhile, at the Botsford house, TJ is practicing his ping pong serve.
Becky, I'm glad you're here. Johnson canceled on me, so I need a new partner for the ping pong tournament this afternoon.
Yeah, sorry, TJ. Doesn't sound like something I'd do.
Aw, come on, Becky. First prize is a golden ping pong paddle.
Uh-huh, yeah, not interested.
Hey, Becky, want to be my partner for the big ping pong tournament this afternoon? First prize is a golden paddle.
Golden paddle? That sounds awesome. Sure, Scoops, I'd love to.
Wait, what?
That's great.
Hey.
TJ, please, Scoops and I are talking.
I just asked you the same question and you said no.
Yeah, well, you asked me, like, wanna be my partner? And then Scoops was like, wanna be my partner? So, you know.
No, we asked the same way. But when you answered Scoops, you were much nicer.
Oh, please, I don't modify the way I act around different people. Come on, Scoops, let's go play ping pong!
Okay, I have a solution to my hoarse voice problem. We will be auditioning professional voice actors for the role of me, Dr. Two Brains. Bring in the first actor, please.
I was told there'd be valet parking. Two Brains, Nick Mickles. Thanks for bringing me in on this. I read the script and it's fantastic.
To be honest, there's not exactly a script.
Excuse me, I didn't catch that. What's his deal?
That's Dr. Two Brains. His voice is a little hoarse.
Ah! I can't tell you how exciting it is to be working with you. Hey, I'm gonna need some tea.
All right, Nick. You'll need to modify your own voice to sound like me when I'm not hoarse.
I'm Dr. Two Brains. Give me some cheese and throw some cheese on it, why don't you? And serve it on a big piece of more cheese because I love cheese.
Boss, he sounds exactly like you.
Thanks. I really try to inhabit the character.
Really? That's what I sound like?
So, I've got the part?
Well, we are in a rush.
Oh, that's terrific. Hey, I got a few notes on how we can modify this crime. Really make it pop.
Wait, what now?
Hey, how's that tea coming? Murray, yeah, just book the Two Brains thing.
Meanwhile, Becky and Scoops head to the ping pong tournament. And so does TJ.
Hey, guys. Either of you want to be my partner for the ping pong tournament?
Sorry, we're a team.
All right, good luck. Hey, want to be my...
Hey, TJ, hurry it up! Sheesh.
Gosh, Becky, have you listened to yourself? I think TJ was right. You do modify your behavior with him.
That's just the way we talk. You know, it's brother-sister code. Sometimes you have to be different around different people. Like when I see a villain committing a crime, I usually say, stop right there! Oh, not you, sir. But if I saw TJ doing something wrong, I'd definitely be much nicer. Hey, knock it off! Okay, I'm glad you brought it up.
All right, I'm gonna walk in there to give my big villainous speech. Now, when I open my mouth, that's your cue to start reading those lines, so it'll seem like it's me talking in my regular non-horse voice, you get it?
You didn't take any of my notes.
I know what I'm doing. Stick to the script.
All right, nobody move. It's me, Dr. Two Brains. Get ready to watch as I turn everything in here into cheese. Big evil laugh. Oh, sorry.
Glad to see you found your voice.
Henchman, fire up that ray. We're gonna modify everything in this joint to the cheesy extreme. D2B style.
D2B style? Hold on, I don't remember writing that.
Whoa, check it out. Snappy Snaps. The perfect cereal for a villain like me who's constantly on the go.
Nick, did you modify the script?
Guess what, Doc? I got us a sponsorship. That's right. Snappy Snaps, the official cereal of...
Snappy Snaps don't even have cheese in them!
Yeah, I'm having trouble hearing you.
All set, boss.
Big props to you, little man. This has been another bodaciously evil crime courtesy of Snappy Snaps, D2BL.
I better call the police. Right after I have a bowl of Snappy Snaps.
What were you saying in there?
Look, I can see you're unhappy, but your lines were Yawnsville. My fixes made the crime pop, know what I'm saying?
Nick's changes did feel kind of fresh and fun.
Ooh, and I came up with an idea for a crime that's gonna put Dr. Two Brains, as voiced by Nick Mickles, on the map. The crime map.
Now wait just a second. There's no way that I...
What'd he say?
He said, floor it, Charlie.
No, don't listen
you're
to him.
You're the boss, new boss.
Oh, this is gonna be great for my reel.
Woohoo! Golden trophy! Here we come!
Sorry, son. We're no longer allowing rocks to be teammates.
Becky, can you try to focus? There is a golden paddle on the line.
Scoops, I think I need to modify our game plan here. Bob is your new partner!
Okay, that happened.
Hey, TJ.
Hi.
So, you were right.
About what?
I do modify the way I act around you.
Okay, if you say so. What does modify mean?
The word modify means to change something. Like, let's see. In my case, I was being one way with all my friends, but then modifying or changing the way I acted around you. And I realize now I was doing it in a way that wasn't very nice. So what do you say, partners?
Nope.
Fantastic. Let's wait, what?
I already have a partner. Good luck with Scoops, Becky.
Huh.
Okay, here's the plan. First, we swipe the golden petal. Then when we have everyone's attention, I give my powerful 5-minute speech.
Wait, I don't see any cheese in this plan.
The plan is cheeseless.
What did you say?
This is ping pong, D2B. It's young, it's hip, plus we don't need cheese to set up my big speech.
Now you're modifying my style of crime too much.
Fine, we can turn the golden paddle into cheese back at the lair, or something. Places, everyone, places. Welcome, how can I help you?
We're here for that golden paddle.
Who is that supposed to be?
I modified your voice to give it a little more danger.
Henchman number one, seize the golden paddle.
Yoink.
Help!
Excuse me, I'm a... a little hoarse. I'm going to get some water.
Huh, Becky thinks she's a little hoarse? Like a pony?
Excuse me, I think what your caring and genuinely sorry sister meant was her voice was hoarse. This kind of horse isn't an animal. Horse is a word that describes a voice that sounds rough and scratchy. A voice can become hoarse from too much shouting or singing, or even from a sore throat.
Hey, wanna be my partner?
Gotta go, bye!
Help! What would I possibly want with this cheeseless piece of gold?
Hey, your voice is back.
Hey, it is.
Stop right there, Dr. Two Brains.
Words girl, Nick Mickles, big fan. Look, if your voice ever gets hoarse and you need someone to fill in, I can modify my voice to do heroes too. Word out!
Word girl, this guy has been making me modify my behavior all day. He's been turning me into something I'm not, and I've just got to be me.
The golden paddle!
JT! And as for you, Nick Mickles.
Think, Nick Mickles. Let your improv training be your guide.
Boss, look out behind you.
Huh?
Now, words, girl. Well, hasn't this been just terrific? I gotta hit the road now.
There he is, officers. That's the man who helped Dr. Mouseman rob my store.
Word girl, any chance you can help me out here?
Sorry, but the law doesn't get modified for people who steal ping pong trophies.
I get it. But hey, I hope we can work together on a future project. Yeah, Murray?
Bad news.
Hey, Becky, is your voice still hoarse?
No, much better now. Here, I got you and Bob some water. Thought you might be thirsty.
What about us?
Don't worry, I got some for everybody. I'm treating you the same as everybody else.
Cool, you're learning. Now, how about being my partner for the competition? I think it's time for JT to hang it up.
Ah, what a heartwarming ending. Oh, great. Now I'm a little hoarse. Not the animal hoarse, I mean my voice is. I better just get some tea. Meanwhile, modify your plans so you won't miss the next exciting episode of Word Girl. Hey, someone get me that voice actor's number.
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is the bonus round of...
May I have a word?
Our returning champion will have a chance to play for even greater prizes on... The bonus round! Emily, you correctly defined the word consume. You're ready to play the bonus round? Great! Take a look at these pictures and tell me which one shows the definition for consume. Emily!
It's number one. In that picture, Huggy is consuming sausages.
That is correct! Which means you're our bonus round winner. Show her what she's won, Huggy. A lifetime supply of milk for you and everyone in this room!
Okay, see you next time, Mom.
May I have a word?
Want more Word Girl? Watch your favorite episodes and test your word power on PBSKids.org.
Want Word Girl's word power? Fly over to your local library. Cape not required. Word up!